This is the Sakha Muli of the 14th of June 2025. Essence. Sweet children, each of you has now received a third eye of knowledge. Therefore, your vision should no longer be drawn to anything. Question. What are the signs of those who have unlimited disinterest in this old world? Answer. They offer everything they have to the Father. They consider nothing to belong to them. They say, Baba, even this body doesn't belong to me. This is an old body and I have to discard it. Their attachment to everything continues to break and they destroy all attachment. It remains in their intellects that everything of this world is limited and of no use. Om Shanti. The Father gives you children the knowledge of Brahmand, element of light, and the beginning, middle, and end of the world, which no one else can give. Only the Gita mentions Raja Yoga, and that God comes and changes ordinary humans into Narayan. This is not mentioned in any scripture other than the Gita. The Father has told you this. He says, I taught you Raja Yoga. I also explained that this knowledge does not continue from time immemorial. The Father comes and establishes the one religion, and then all the other religions are destroyed. None of the scriptures, etc., continue from time immemorial. Destruction does not take place when the founders of religions come to establish their religions. Otherwise, everything would then come to an end. Those on the path of devotion continue to study the scriptures. Although the scripture of the Brahmin religion is the Gita, that too is created on the path of devotion, because no scriptures exist in the Golden Age. Destruction does not take place when other religions come into existence. The old world is not destroyed at any of those times so that a new one can be created. The same world continues. You children understand that this old world is now to be destroyed. The Father is teaching us. It is only the Gita that is praised. The birth of the Gita is also celebrated. There is no celebration for the birth of the Vedas. There is only the one God. Therefore, they should only celebrate the birth of the one. The rest is creation, and nothing can be attained from that. It is only from the Father that you receive the inheritance. An inheritance is not received from a maternal or paternal uncle, etc. That one is your unlimited Father, the one who gives you this unlimited knowledge. He does not relate any scriptures to you. He says, all of those belong to the path of devotion. I tell you the essence of all the scriptures. The scriptures are not a study. One receives a status through a study. The Father is teaching you children this study. God speaks to you children now, and it will then repeat again in the same way after 5,000 years. You children have come to know the Creator and the beginning, middle, and end of creation from the Father. No one but the Father can explain all of this to you. He speaks to you through this lotus mouth. This is the mouth that God has taken on loan. It is also called Gaumuk, cow's mouth. This one is also the senior mother. Versions of this knowledge not water, etc. emerge from his mouth. On the path of devotion, water is shown emerging from a cow muk. You children now understand what they do on the path of devotion. They travel so far to a cow muk, etc. to drink that water. You are now changing from ordinary humans into deities. You know that the Father comes every cycle to teach you in order to change you from ordinary humans into deities. You can see how he is teaching you. You tell everyone that God is teaching you. He says, "Constantly remember me alone and your sins will be absolved." You know that there are very few human beings in the Golden Age. There are so many human beings in the Iron Age. The Father comes and establishes the original, eternal deity religion. We are becoming deities from ordinary humans. Divine virtues will be visible in the children who are becoming deities from human beings. They will not have the slightest trace of anger in them. If by chance they become angry, they would immediately write to the Father, "Baba, I made this mistake today. I became angry and committed a sin." How much connection do you have with the Father? "Baba, forgive me." The Father would say, "There cannot be forgiveness, but do not make the same mistake again. A teacher doesn't forgive you." He would show you the register and explain that your manners are not good. The Unlimited Father also says, "You can see your own manners. Look at your chart every day and ask yourself, did I cause anyone sorrow today? Did I upset anyone today?" It takes time to imbibe divine virtues. It is with great difficulty that body consciousness breaks. Only when you consider yourself to be bodiless can there be love for the Father. Otherwise, the intellect is caught up with the karmic accounts of the body. The Father says, "You do have to act for the livelihood of your bodies, but you can also make time for this." People make time to do devotion. Meera would only stay in remembrance of Sri Krishna, but she had to continue to take rebirth here. You children now have disinterest in this old world. You know that you are not going to take rebirth in this old world. This world is to be destroyed. All of these aspects are in your intellects. Just as Baba has this knowledge, so you children too have this knowledge. The knowledge of the world cycle is not in the intellect of anyone else. The children who are able to keep this knowledge in their intellects are also number wise. The Highest on High Father is the purifier, and he is teaching us. Only you know this. The cycle of 84 births is in your intellects. You are now aware that this is your final birth in hell. This is called the extreme depths of hell. There is a great deal of dirt everywhere. This is why sannyasis leave their homes and families. That is a physical aspect. You discard everything from your intellects because you know that you now have to return home. You have to forget everyone. This dirty old world is already dead for you. When your house has become old and a new one is being built, it enters your heart that that house will be demolished. You children are now studying. You know that that new world is being established. Just a short time remains. Many children will come and study here. Your new house is being built, and this old one will continue to be demolished. Very few days remain. These unlimited aspects are in your intellects. Your hearts are no longer attached to this old world. None of this is going to be useful at the end. We now want to go away from here. The Father says, do not attach your hearts to this old world. Remember me, your Father, and remember your home, and your sins will be absolved. Otherwise, you will experience a great deal of punishment, and your status will also be destroyed. You souls know that you have gone through 84 births, and so you are now concerned with having to remember the Father so that your sins can be absolved. Follow the Father's directions. Only then can you make your lives elevated. The Father is the highest on high. Only you know this. The Father reminds you of this very well. That unlimited Father is the ocean of knowledge. He comes here to teach us. The Father says, do everything you have to do for your livelihoods, but also study this study and remain trustees. The children who have unlimited disinterest in this old world will offer everything they have to the Father. Nothing belongs to us. Baba, even this body doesn't belong to me. This is an old body. It has to be renounced. Attachment to everything is breaking. You have to become conquerors of attachment. This disinterest is unlimited, whereas the other disinterest is limited. It is in your intellects that you will go to heaven and create your own palaces. Nothing of this world will be useful there, because everything here is limited. You are now coming out of the limited and going into the unlimited. Only this unlimited knowledge should remain in your intellects. Your vision is no longer drawn to anything here. We now have to return home. The Father comes every cycle to teach us and then takes us back home with him. This is not a new study for you. You know that you study this every cycle. You are all number wise. There are so many human beings in the whole world. However, only a few of you know this. This tree of Brahmins continues to grow gradually. According to the Dharma plan, establishment has to take place. You children know that this is your spiritual government. We are able to see the new world in divine visions. We have to go there. God is only one. He is the one who teaches us. The Father taught us Raja Yoga. Then the war took place and there was establishment of the one religion and destruction of many religions. You are the same ones. You have been studying for cycle after cycle and claiming your inheritance. All of you have to make your own efforts. This study of yours is unlimited. No human being can give you these teachings. The Father has also explained the significance of Shyam and Sundar. You understand that you are now becoming beautiful and that previously you were ugly. It was not only Sri Krishna who was this. There was the whole kingdom. You now understand that you are becoming residents of heaven from residents of hell. You now dislike this hell. you have come to the most auspicious confluence age. So many come here, but only those who emerged in the previous cycle will emerge again. Remember the confluence age very well. We are becoming the most elevated. We are becoming deities from ordinary humans. People don't even understand what hell is or what heaven is. They say that everything exists together here, that those who are happy are in heaven and that those who are unhappy are in hell. There are many opinions. There are many opinions in the one home. The strings of attachment of some to their children don't break. Due to their attachment, they don't understand in what way they are living. They ask, "Should I allow my son to get married?" However, this discipline has been explained to you, children. On the one hand, you are taking this knowledge to become a resident of heaven. On the other hand, you ask if you should send him to hell. Since you ask, Baba says, go ahead and let him do it. Because you ask Baba this, Baba understands that you have attachment to the child. Even if Baba were to say no, there would be disobedience. Daughters have to be married. Otherwise they may be ruined by keeping bad company. Sons don't have to get married, but you do need courage for that. Baba demonstrated that through this one. When others saw this one, they started to do the same. There was a great deal of quarrelling in their homes. This is a world of fighting and quarrelling. It is a jungle of thorns. People continue to hurt one another. Heaven is called a garden. This is a jungle. The Father comes and changes you from thorns into flowers. Scarcely a few emerge. Although they say yes to everything that you say at the exhibitions, they understand nothing at all. It goes in one ear and out of the other. It takes time to establish a kingdom. Human beings don't consider themselves to be thorns. Although they have the features of human beings, their characters are worse than those of monkeys. However, they don't consider themselves to be like that. Therefore, the Father says, explain to your creation. If they don't understand anything, let them leave. However, you need strength to do that. The insects of attachment have attached themselves so much that they cannot be removed. Here you have to become destroyers of attachment. Mine is one and none other. The Father has now come to take us back home. You have to become pure. Otherwise, there will be a great deal of punishment and your status will be destroyed. Your only concern should now be to make yourselves Satopradhan. Go and explain at the temples to Shiva. God made the people of Bharat into the masters of heaven, and he is doing that once again. He says, simply remember me alone. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Have unlimited disinterest in this old world and offer everything you have to the Father. Nothing belongs to me, even this body doesn't belong to me. Break your attachment to it and become a destroyer of attachment. 2. Never make a mistake through which your register would become spoilt. Imbibe all the divine virtues. There should not be the slightest trace of anger in you. Blessing. May you be a knowledgeable soul and make your speaking, thinking and doing all three equal. The time for going into the stage of retirement is now coming close. Therefore finish your weaknesses, any consciousness of mine and wasteful games, and let your speaking, thinking and doing become equal. You will then become an embodiment of this knowledge. Every act, sanskar, virtue and duty of those who are knowledgeable souls and embodiments of knowledge would be powerful, like those of the fathers. Such souls cannot play silly, wasteful games. They would keep themselves constantly busy playing godly games. They are constantly celebrating a meeting with the Father and making others equal to the Father. Slogan: enthusiasm for doing service merges all trivial illnesses. Therefore, remain constantly busy in doing service. Abhyakt signal: practice being in the stage of soul consciousness. Be introverted. Introversion means to have silence of the mouth and of the mind. People of the world also observe silence of the mouth. But here you have to have silence of the mind by abstaining from waste thoughts. When you have traffic control, you control the traffic of waste. In the same way, every now and then, have traffic control of the waste in your mind. Om Shanti.